From the GPB newsroom, I'm Emily Jones. With just 9 legislative days left, lawmakers in Georgia have yet to tackle a new budget with a lower projected revenue. State House Speaker David Ralston said the advice he's received on how to cut the budget by 11% shows how difficult the task is.
Cut everything in state government except that which I am interested in, except everybody's interested in something different, obviously.
For now, all departments are on the table, even though the Public Health Department and Labor Department have asked to be exempted. The fiscal year 2021 budget begins on July 1st. Governor Brian Kemp says in the fight against COVID-19, the State Department of Community Health has tested 100% of residents of nursing homes with 25 or more beds. He says they have also increased staff testing in nursing homes by 12%. More than 6,000 nursing home residents and nearly 3,000 staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. 1,144 nursing home residents have died, according to the latest report from the Department of Public Health. Meanwhile, in long-term care facilities across the state, 77% of residents and 57% of staff members have been tested. Nursing homes and long-term care facilities have been hit particularly hard by the coronavirus pandemic. For more Georgia news, go to gpbnews.org. In today's forecast, cloudy skies across much of north and middle Georgia today. We'll have sunshine in south Georgia, though. Temperatures from the upper 70s in the north to mid-80s in south Georgia.